My name is Jake Joel. I'm 15 years old. Today is November 23rd, 2017. I'm speaking with my grandma, Linda Pfeffer. We are in Kona, Hawaii, on Thanksgiving. So, Grandma, what are you most grateful for in your life?
Interesting question. Two things. One, been healthy, which is important, I think, in anyone's success in life. And two, a loving family, which is equally as important, if not more important.
Nice. In your life, do you have any regrets?
Yeah, interesting question. I think, if anything, I might not have packed in enough downtime, relaxation time. Yeah. I've been very much a focused workaholic all my life, whether it was school, whether it was business, whether it was family. So I would say that maybe I should have had more downtime, more travel, more relaxation.
Being much older now, do you have any advice you would love to give to your teenage self?
Interesting question. Probably along the lines of my former regret that I discussed.
Yeah.
If anything, I always worked. I always worked hard both at school and at jobs. I truly would say lighten up a little bit. I was the kid that had to have the straight A's. I was not the kid who just relaxed about various pressures.
Mm. Did you always have a hard work ethic? You wanted to succeed in school and other things?
All the time, for as long as I can remember. Always. It started actually at Catholic school. I was in Catholic school from first grade on, and it was a school that was run by nuns. Nowadays you have other people running it, not necessarily nuns, and they are very, very strict. So all of us who achieved anything were always very responsible and always very, very diligent about studying, getting our homework done, that sort of thing.
How would you like to be remembered by your peers?
My peers? Interesting.
Or your family or everybody?
My peers, I'd like to be remembered that I was a good friend, but also that I was someone who accomplished something for herself in her life, mm-hmm. also helped in ways that people were benefiting from her efforts, and I would say that those things I feel pretty good about, actually.
How would you like to be remembered by your family?
By my family especially, that I really, really loved them, and that I was there for them, had their back, and would help them in any way that I possibly could, that I did not think would be harmful to the greater good or development of that person, kid-wise in particular.
Okay. As a kid, what was the dumbest thing you've ever done?
As a kid? How, what age?
Any age, maybe like any,
I
blank
can tell
to
you
18.
I can tell you exactly what one dumb thing was, very dumb thing. I didn't learn how to swim. None of us in Brooklyn, in my little street, learned how to swim. None of us.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend from the school, but not from where I lived, invited me to go for a weekend to her Rockaway beach house.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have been, at the most, 9 years old or so. And off we went, and I never told anybody that I couldn't swim, didn't know how to swim. I guess I just didn't focus on it. Off we went to the Rockaway Beach, which has waves that look like that here that we're looking at. And she and I walked into the water, and I swear to you, I was never the same person after that. Wave knocked me out. I didn't think I would get to the top. I didn't think I would live. And from that day forward, I never, never liked water. So that was dumb, 100% dumb.
Okay. So as you said, you went to a Catholic school when you were younger, and from previous times telling me that you switched schools. How was that like?
Well, I remember seventh grade. I had gone through Catholic schools, small classrooms through sixth. Then we moved, and I left Catholic school to go to a big public school, middle school, seventh grade. And I arrived seventh grade and didn't know a soul. I was very small for my age. I was quiet, and there I was alone. And I, to this day, will remember carrying my little lunch tray to a table where I didn't know anyone, I didn't have anyone to sit with, and I sat myself down, and then up came a girl named Dolores Arnold. We sat down and became best friends. And the message in that is, be friendly to people, because sometimes a person needs a friend, and I really needed a friend. And I think part of me is also very social as a result of that, because I can see someone at a party today, if it doesn't have anyone really talking to them and whatnot, you have empathy, and I think that's where it came from.
Nice. Did you do any extracurricular activities growing up, and what was your favorite?
Oh, yes. I was very involved. I was, at my day, it was called Leaders Club, and it's a club of, they had a boys and a girls Leaders Club, and we were all part of the school, school athletics, and I was not very sporty. I have no idea how I got into that, but I did, and I enjoyed it, and it helped me to meet new people, and it helped me to be active, and I enjoyed it.
Was high school hard for you?
No. I was a hard worker, and I had a really good memory. And I was able to do very well in high school. And I was still quiet and didn't really become myself till more like 10th grade. And it was a successful high school experience for me because I had a couple of boyfriends. I had my first kiss. I was going to be my whole life. I was going to be a nursing nun. But then when I had my first kiss, I said, no, I held with the nun part. I'm just going to be a nurse. And that's when I went off to be a nurse. Yeah, Billy Miller was my first kiss.
Oh, okay. So you said that you really became yourself in like 10th grade. So what'd you think of college and your experience there?
Well, it was very interesting. I went to Rutgers University, which is in New Jersey, and it's about maybe an hour and a half or so from where I lived when I lived in New York. And I also had gotten a four-year scholarship at University of Buffalo, which was much further away from my home. And it was an important offer because the school had never given a four-year scholarship before to a nursing student, right? But for some crazy reason, I turned it down. It's almost like I had an instinct that I couldn't commit to all 4 years on day one. Now, in my day, when I was a nursing student, they had a program where you could have 2 years, and then you could get your RN, followed by, if you wanted to, 2 years to get your bachelor's, right? That's what they had at Rutgers. But the University of Buffalo, it was a full shot of 4 years. You didn't get eligibility for anything after two, right? It's almost like fate that I went to Rutgers because, believe it or not, after 2 years, when I in fact did pass my exams for registered nurse, I was a licensed registered nurse, I went back for year three, and my dad had a massive heart attack and never worked again. So I left, went home, went to work, and was lucky enough to be able to help my mother, because my sisters are much younger. And we were able to pay the bills and keep the house.
So, a long time ago, women's rights weren't as they are today. Was it hard for you, being a woman, to become a businesswoman or someone
very good,
in that nature?
Very interesting question. To get a company started when I did, which was 35 years ago, it was almost like I got lucky and I never quit trying. So the combination gave me the ability to, because I had created something successful, I was able initially to meet with men and other CEO figures and make business deals, etc. But where it really was challenging was in Asia. 35 years ago, I was doing business in Japan, Taiwan, China, Korea. And there, it was much more difficult if you were a female in business. You were just, in fact, I would bring in male executives of mine who reported to me. I would bring them in to assist me at the meetings. It's improved, I think, greatly now, 35 years later. But then it was tough. It was tough. And, you know, like I said, it was a combination, I think, of luck. That I got the idea, got the thing going, but then never, never, never quitting. I just wouldn't quit.
So being in Hawaii is such a beautiful place. What's your favorite place you've ever been?
It is Hawaii, and I've been to a couple of the islands, and I would say that for me, being extremely fair, it's not easy to be in the hot, hot sun. And Hawaii always has a breeze, it's cool, the food's great, it's relaxed, it's lovely, it's easy to get to. It's definitely my favorite, although I have to say I really love Italy. I love it. I hope one day we'll be able to go together as, you know, family members. I love, love, love Italy.
Mm-hmm. I just went there this summer. It was beautiful. But what island in Hawaii is your favorite?
Probably Maui. Probably Maui. Been there numerous times. Know it better. Mm-hmm. This place is quite relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Maui for me.
Mm. When you had my mom, what did you think of her? Like, through her childhood years, what did you think of her?
Nikki then is the same as Nikki now. You never saw a kid who was more social. Nikki is extremely friendly, very quick, very smart, liked and loved by all her friends to this day, 40 years later. And today she is the same person, just older and more beautiful. Very social, very friendly, very intelligent, hardworking. And she was all those things. She did really well in school. She always prepared her work. And I was a single parent then, Nikki and Lisa. You know, I had this business, which was way big for me. I never expected I'd be, like, drowning in the work. And they were able to accomplish, never got into trouble. I mean, it was really remarkable. They never got into trouble.
Did Nikki and Lisa, my aunt, did they have a good relationship?
Always. In fact, Nikki was so kind. Lisa's 2 years younger. And when Nikki's friends were over, she always included Lisa. Always included Lisa. And then when they went off even to college, there was Lisa meeting, because they both went to Berkeley, and there was Lisa meeting the people and the sororities and all of whatnot. Nikki was the one who paved the way.
So you said you started your own business and just working, and have there ever been moments that you just, it was just life was really hard for you, or just put moments in life that was just a struggle?
Always. It was never easy, and any kid who thinks life is easy, or any adult, it's always challenging, and it's what you put into it, eventually that's what you get out of it, but failure will come, and the question is, how do you get yourself up and get forward? I'll tell you one quick story, because it did show me a little bit about my own backbone. Years back, I had a special event in Georgia for high school kids. And we called it Super Class. It was a challenge, an academic challenge. And high schools came all over from Atlanta, Georgia. And one of my faults was, in business, I'm what's called a micromanager. So the two people who were assigned in charge of preparing the questions, because it was like a college bowl, right? And there was going to be money given to the winning team. Those two people basically did not want me micromanaging. They felt they were more than capable. They would I said, make sure you have enough questions. Make sure you have enough questions. Fast forward. We get to the event. We run out of questions. I was dying, and I was the one that had to go up to the podium and basically calm, because the room was very mad. They were really against, the high schools were very, very competitive. And they wanted to really win. And I had to go up, stand there, and apologize and say that every team there was a winner and that they all would get their money, that they all were going to win, not just one team, right? But it was a very tough moment because I ultimately am to blame, but I could say to you that the people who didn't prepare enough questions were at fault. They're the ones that didn't want me meddling. But the reality is, when you're the CEO, you are the one that has to stand up there and be responsible without making your staff and employees feel like idiots. These two people didn't do a good job for me. But anyway, it all worked out, and everybody got their money, and they were happy. I never did the event again, by the way, though.
So, being much older,
I'm
been a...
so much older already. This getting older is getting old. Go ahead, keep going.
I'm sorry.
I am older. Keep going.
Being older than me, there's probably been a bunch of people in your life that you love that have passed. If you could say one thing to one of them, tell me who, and what would you say to them?
Oh, my. Probably Kim. Kim is your mom's best friend. You knew her.
Yeah.
And she died way too young from cancer. Way too young. And I would probably say to her today that it wasn't fair. What happened to her wasn't fair, but there is no fairness in that kind of a disease, right? But the way she walked through the whole treatment and the whole knowing she was going to die was the classiest for a girl who's 30. She had such character. I guess I just want to tell her that everybody still speaks of that strength. And she was really an incredible example of how somebody can be fearless when life is giving her a very bad, deal.
Yeah. What is your favorite memory of me?
You and being born and being the first grandson and coming to your house and seeing you there all comfortable. I have a little picture when you're a little baby. You were the first. You are the first. Everything about what happened with you was the first time, and it was extraordinarily special.
Cool. All right.
Nobody will ever get that. You'll be the first.
Yeah.
You're all second, third, fourth, and fifth. You're the first.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Grandma, for a great interview. We are signing off.